This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Lawyers representing four immigrants who were detained for months argue that Colorado-based immigration agents weren't following federal law by assessing their flight risk. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
None of the four people in federal court on Thursday have criminal records or pending criminal charges and were detained by ICE at some point in the last 9 months. That includes University of Utah nursing student Caroline Diaz-Gonzalez, who was stopped and detained for 2 weeks this summer. Federal ICE agents are supposed to assess immigrants' flight risk, and her lawyers argue they didn't with her, that she has no criminal record and longstanding ties to the United States, and she shouldn't have been in detention. The two-day hearing continues today. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado's wolves are wandering farther south, possibly to the New Mexico border. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that's according to GPS collar data.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife releases a monthly wolf activity map, and October's map shows at least one wolf moving farther into the San Luis Valley than has been seen since reintroduction. The four documented packs in the state are not that far south. CPW wolf monitoring and data collector Brenna Cassidy.
Their goals are to explore, to find a mate, to find a territory.
The state says it does not comment on wildlife movement outside Colorado, but CPW has agreements with Utah, Arizona, and New Mexico to capture and return Colorado wolves. Those agreements have not been used yet. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Colorado lawmakers have approved $10 million in emergency funding for the state's food banks as the federal government shutdown drags on. Officials note the money is only a fraction of the roughly $120 million in SNAP benefits Coloradans stand to lose next month. It'll be distributed to pantries based on which regions have the most SNAP recipients per capita. This is CPR News.